The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio, Business Radio and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 30th of May. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my absolutely gorgeous co-host, the lovely bird on a bike, Sarah Ann Lucas. Hello, Sarah.
All right.
Yeah, I just called you Sarah.
You did. I never
called you Sarah.
You did, and you didn't do it.
What?
You didn't do it. We've been practising it.
I know.
What's
I can't
wrong
remember.
With you?
I know. I know.
Right, next
we'll
time.
We'll do it again. No, we'll do it again.
Right,
we'll
right,
do it
right.
We'll start again.
Go on.
You're listening to the Business Bunker Show, and I'm Paul Andrews, and she is...
Bird.
Bird. Thank you. That's it. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Years has taken us.
Yeah, yeah.
How
absolutely.
Are you? You're all right.
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, what do you know?
Oh, quite a lot.
I liked our pre-show show today.
Did you?
Yeah, you were really soft and gentle and fluffy and pink.
I know, I'm in that kind of mood because it's been a bank holiday, that's why.
Nice.
Yeah, I've been bored at home, so I haven't got wound up by anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was talking in the pre-show show about getting to understand people and listen to people and take notice of people and find out about people because I think that's really important.
Just be nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, but there's a business rationale behind it as well.
Yeah.
It's about finding out how people think and it's about finding out what people really mean and where they're coming from. You know, there's loads of aphorisms about that, like never walk a mile in another man, you know, never complain until you've walked a mile in another man's shoes and all that kind of stuff. Everybody has a point of view. And one of the things I'm seeing at the moment that's driving me nuts is this current election. And we've got loads of politicians running around, screaming and shouting at each other, most of them talking complete and total nonsense. And everybody is having a go at everybody else. But there isn't anyone, I believe, in any of the parties that is evil or nasty or horrible or doing things because they're horrible people. They all have their own point of view on solving the nation's problems. And funnily enough, probably most of them actually all agree on what the problems are as well.
Yeah, I would agree.
What we just actually fall out about is our different interpretation of how to solve the problem.
Yeah.
If we could focus on that, you know, so it's not that you're just a raving stupid idiot. It's because we've both agreed on a problem, but we have a completely different way of looking at solving it. So understanding each other's point of view, I think, would lead us better into solving the problems.
But it's what we're doing in business as well at the minute,
yeah.
which is collaboration.
Yeah, exactly.
And we need to do that
exactly
in community as well.
Yeah.
And the intention's there. The intention's
yeah.
for good.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to support and build.
Yeah.
But it's missing.
Yeah.
They're missing the point.
But in business, as well as politics and everything else in life, we have a tendency to want to tell people what we think and what our solutions are, which is nice, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know, apart from the fact that it's mine you need, because mine are always right.
I didn't say anything.
You did, did you? You just completely ignored me and went,
yeah.
oh, don't be stupid.
Yeah. Well, I didn't believe that.
But the fact is, everybody has a point of view and everybody has something to contribute. And it's really important from a business point of view to try and work out where people are coming from.
Yeah. I like it.
That was my little pre-show show rant.
Well, it wasn't even a ramp, was it?
It wasn't. No,
you
I never
did a bit
invited
of a ramp
to
then.
Yeah.
Just were close on the verge of a ramp, but other than that.
Yeah. I did a. If you want to hear me rant, I did a whole 1 hour rant on Friday on the Money Talk show.
Did you?
Yeah.
What were you ranting about? Oh, here we go.
I was ranting about HMRC's clampdown on self-employed.
Yeah.
And how stupid it is and how destructive it is.
Yeah.
And how they're not really thinking things through. I don't want to get into it all over again, but basically HMRC have had a huge clampdown because they think that certain people running what they call personal service companies are not paying their fair share of not of tax, but of national insurance, basically,
yeah.
which is a tax, obviously. My point is that that may or may not be true, but clamping down on small businesses to try and solve that problem is smashing a very small nut with a giant steam hammer.
Yeah. It doesn't allow flow.
No.
There's no flow of energy anywhere.
Well interestingly, my solution to it, which is that I just think that they ought to designate a different type of company. Yeah. If you're worried about that type of organisation, because what they are, they're registered as limited companies, why don't you just set up a different designation? And then blow me down, an organisation that I'd not heard of called IPSE, which are the Institute of Personal Service and Employers, so they represent... They actually have that a manifesto for that, which is what they call an FLC, which is a freelancer limited company.
Nice.
It's not rocket science. It's really
you went all Cockney then on us.
Did I?
Blow me down.
Oh, blow me down, love. Strike a light. I was up the apples and pears, like it was, you know.
And can you just tell me, because this has made me chuckle.
Yeah.
As we were going, you know, trying to gently ease the guests into the studio, up comes this tickle question.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you want to enlighten me on these tickle questions?
On my tickle questions? Yeah, well, I was just looking at Donna and I thought, you know what, I could tickle you.
You didn't think about Ben, like did you? Poor Ben.
No, I'll tickle Ben as well. No, I'm okay here. I'll tickle anything, mate. No, it's
what's
just
a tickle question? Is this live radio language?
Yeah, no. It's just the way that I think about questions. You can, and again, it comes down to what we're seeing at the moment. You know, apparently there was a program on TV last night where Jeremy Paxman was interviewing various party leaders, and a lot of radio, you know, like Nick Ferrari has been famous just recently for the laugh he had with Diane Abbott on air,
yes,
and things like that. Now, that kind of interview question is very harsh and demanding, and, you know, I put it to you. It's almost, you know, like a legal cross-examination.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas what we're seeking to do here is to elicit information, not to argue or trap anyone.
I like it.
So
we tickle them.
So I tickle it along by reminding them of the things that I want them to tell me.
I like
the way
it.
I look at it.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I might add a few tickle questions into the conversation tomorrow.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah. Yeah. We could call them giggle questions as well, couldn't we? Tickle and giggle. Good. Anyway, we'd love to hear from you. Enough of
we
me.
Would.
That's enough of me.
How do
today.
They get hold of you?
Yeah, they can get hold of me in all the normal ways. You can, in fact, call us on Ashford 01233 220035. Should we do that bit again? Because I liked that earlier. You can get hold of us on Ashford 01233 220035. Yeah, give us a call. You can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, but by far and away the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and use the hashtag BeBunker. We have in fact had 1,943,700,004,000 tweets in so far, because I counted them all, but do keep them coming and we'll try to read most of them out. And we've got two fantastic guests to talk to you. We've got a little pre-recorded set of interviews with some lovely startup folks from the Prince's Trust, so we've got loads of things to talk about and loads of things to do and loads of things to crack on with. So I think what we'll do, if it's all right with you, Bird, I need to do a couple of tweets that I found that weren't sent in on the right account, so I'll do them now.
What do you mean they weren't sent in on the
well,
right?
Well, they sent instead
did
of
they
sent,
do hashtag BeBunker.
They did the hashtag, but they didn't send them to me. They sent them to
Got
a
it.
Different account.
Okay,
so that's fine.
You carry on then.
Yeah. So it's Lee Willis, and Lee is from Ancorians Football Club, and they are a community football club over in Medway, and they run dozens and dozens of teams, boys, girls, mixed ability, disabled teams, all kinds of things. Right at the moment, though, they're looking for coaches and managers for their boys under 16 team and their men's reserve team. So if you're interested in football coaching for either of those two teams, but I would say if you're interested in football coaching for youngsters, for girls, for boys, for ladies, for men's team, get in touch. They're a brilliant club. Go to their website, ancoriansfc.co.uk, and you can find out all about it. Yep.
Love it. Done?
I've got one more on this account, which is from Neil at the Fraud Management Resource Centre, and he's just asking for a shout out for the fraudmanagementresourcecentre.co.uk.
Awesome.
So there you go. Awesome. What you got?
Oh, no, you caught me because I'm trying to send this tickle question Instagram thing that. So, what have we got up here? What have we got? What have we got? You've just thrown me.
Let okay,
me.
I'll tell you what, while you're looking for something, I'll do an email.
Go for it. Yeah. I'm trying to send this Instagram tickle question thing.
You'll like this.
Go on.
Not a lot. Stronger Wings for Stronger Women program.
You what?
Stronger Wings for Stronger Women.
Oh, interesting.
You like it? With a focus on resilience and well-being framework, this six-week course promotes self-awareness and embracing change. Each one-hour session will combine facilitated learning activities, peer support, reflection on actions, and goal setting. Those that attend will be supported to strengthen their mind and feel more confident about achieving their goals. It's relevant to any women that are looking to refocus and invest some time in themselves. Those that are feeling a little lost or reaching a milestone in their life may find it particularly beneficial. It's taking place at the YMCA in Maidstone. It starts on Wednesday the 14th of June and finishes on July the 19th. Blimey, I hope they have a break.
It
will run from 9:30 to 10:30 each week. So it's an hour each week.
Yeah.
And it's £75. If you want to find out more about it, you can go to their website, which is Lord Dean Learning. I'll spell that for you in a minute. LordDeanLearning.co.uk/strongerwomen. And Lord Dean Learning is spelled LordDeanLearning. Lord Dean, LordDeanE. LordDeanLearning.co.uk/strongerwomen.
There's a lot of things going on with women.
Lots of things, except in my life.
Yeah, but you've just... I love this. Did you see your blog that you wrote? The Rise of the Female Entrepreneurs.
I did see that, because I wrote it, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant. Brilliant.
Basically, what it's saying, for those of you that haven't read it, and if you haven't read it, why haven't you read it,
yeah.
Is that in Kent and Medway, we've now surpassed 100,000 businesses in the county for the first time ever. But a huge number of those are female entrepreneurs.
We're taking over the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the eventing industry.
Yeah. And all power to you. It's great. It's really good. I'm really pleased.
Cool. So we've got charity fundraising. Is it Nisles Golf and Country Club? Is that right? Or is that spelled incorrectly?
No, that's right. Nisles. Yeah.
Wow, interesting. Evening networking and barbecue only on the 8th of June. Everything is happening on the 8th of June, you know. We hope you can join us for an evening networking and barbecue following our charity golf day on the 8th of June. So to book tickets for the barbecue only, please follow the link. So you need to go to the Sevenoaks and District Chamber of Commerce team, and that's 01732 455 188, or you can contact them on info@sevenoakschamber.com. And that's a great evening, especially if the weather keeps up, eh?
Absolutely. We've had a tweet from the lovely Gemma. That's Gemma Fairclough Haynes. Gemma Fair Hay on the Twitter. And she says, Vanilla Web, can I have a shout out for HR for non-HR managers course? It's taking place at Kings Hill. It's one day a month for 5 months. And listeners can DM me for info. So let me give you Gemma's Twitter handle so that you can send her a personal message there to find out more info about human resources for non-HR managers course. And Gemma's Twitter handle is Gemma Fairhay, J-E-M-M-A-F-A-I-R-H-A-Y. Gemma Fairhay, that's Gemma Fairclough Haynes on the Twitter.
Yes, of course, from Kent.com have said, hashtag B Bunker shout out, please. Buy and sell your car locally on carsfromkent.com. There's your shout out. We've had loads of shout outs coming out here, you know.
Yep.
Oh my God, I'm trying to find them all. It's not easy, is it, anymore, to find them
all? No, because Twitter have changed how they display things. You've got to dig them out of hundreds and hundreds of meaningless threads. Deborah Turner has tweeted, Vanilla Web, bird on a bike.
Hello.
Business Bunker shout out. She tweeted you as well.
I'd hope so.
Yeah, it's about the Breakthrough Women in Business Lunch taking place on the 8th of June at Chilston Park.
Do you know what? They've got some great speakers.
Mm.
Really great speakers. They've got the founder of Black and...
Green and Black's Chocolate.
Yes. I'm really interested.
I'm saying nothing.
You're not allowed to come anyway.
I'm not allowed to come. And not only that, I mean, how can you have a women-only thing talking about chocolate? Next you'll be telling me they got somebody with Prosecco as well.
I don't know. I'm just
anyway,
can I just say, you what? Know that amazing I can't remember who did it now. Oh my God, Bets Hanger did that inflatable.
Oh, the Beast.
Do you know what? It was sold out this weekend.
Yeah.
How amazing is that?
I know.
I think that was down to us.
I think it was too, yeah.
I think they need
We did give it a hammering.
We did.
Yeah.
But I was really pleased, and a couple of people.
I saw loads of feedback about it as well.
Yeah.
Apparently it was really good fun and quite tough to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you and I didn't go.
No, we didn't.
No.
Well, Martin White wanted me and him to do it together, but I said we'd probably burst the inflatable if we both jumped on it.
I can't imagine Martin being up for that. He's too gentle, isn't he? He is.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah, no, he is gentle. He's too gentle.
Cool.
Our next set of free business startup workshops in June. These courses have been packed out, and in the last year, we've worked with over 75 people. So this is a free 4-week business startup course in Maidstone, and this is www.businessinmaidstone.co.uk. And this is basically about marketing, confidence, and presenting your idea. Go and check them out.
Fantastic. Come along to our free homebrew class on Tuesday the 6th of June. Book your space today. We get questions all the time about how to brew. They're talking coffee here, by the way.
Mm.
Yeah. And because we love talking about coffee, told you, next week we're putting on a homebrew class at our shop in Fruitworks in Canterbury. We'll be showing you how to get the most out of your cafetiere, what is best way to use an AeroPress, I don't even know what an AeroPress is, and sharing many more hints and tips for making great coffee at home. Places are free but limited. If you would like to come along, click the button below and book your space. If you can't do the June class, we'll have one in July. And to get on this free program, if you go to garageroasted.co.uk/collections/events. That's garageroasted.co.uk/collections/events.
I got an email actually about the Breakthrough Women. And it was, so you've got Joe Fairley, who's the co-founder of Green and Black's Chocolate. Mm. You've got Valerie Levalent, who is a multidisciplinary property professional, and one of the speakers is partner and head of corporate, which is Farley Page Solicitors, Susan. So they do have some great...
Fantastic lineup of speakers.
Women, yeah.
We've had a tweet from Tweet Your Biz UK. We would love a shout-out on the Business Bunker, please. We promote small businesses on Twitter and social media, starting from only £20. So that's tweetyourbiz.uk, and their Twitter handle is tweetyourbiz. That's tweetyourbiz.uk, tweetyourbiz.uk. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Let's do it.
Cheesy tunage.
What have you picked?
We're going to go cheesy tunage. This is really obscure.
For which guest?
It's for Ben, but really it is so obscure it's unbelievable.
Is it going to tickle him?
No. He's going to go, what on earth are you talking about, Paul? Because it's not even the name of the track. It's the name of the band.
Okay.
The name of the band is Fairground Attraction.
Nice.
Do you get it? Dodgers and Floss. Do you get it?
I get it.
And
well
done. This is absolutely... Perfect, isn't it? Perfect.
I need someone who really cares. Life is too short to play silly games. I promised myself I won't do that again. It's got to be. Such mistakes. They're much too eager to give their love away. Well, I have been foolish too many times. Now I'm determined I'm gonna get it right. Yeah.
Rift Accounting. Safety in numbers. RiftAccounting.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Your business will grow if you take advice from people who've been there and done it. See and hear world-class business experts in masterclasses and workshops at the only business show worth visiting. Grow Kent, June the 14th at the Mercure Great Danes Hotel, Maidstone. Get free tickets at growkent.co.uk or come on the day.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent Business Community today.
Right, time for work. I'm off to Channel Facilities Management. Oh, didn't I say? I don't work for them. What I mean is, I don't start work without them. Channel Facilities Management is where local businesses go for no-hassle, peace-of-mind commercial cleaning, security, janitorial supplies and facilities management. Operating a safe, green and eco-friendly service with no chemicals used. Channel Facilities Management. Don't start work without them. Just call 0800 612 4415 or visit channelfm.co.uk. UK.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on Biz Radio and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday the 30th of May. We've had somebody join us on the phone, Chris Searle. Hello, Chris, how are you?
Hey, Paul, good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm really well, thank you, mate. Really good to hear from you. Haven't spoken to you for a while. Thank you for calling into the Business Bunker show. So what are you up to?
Well, last time I was on the show, we were talking about the new business that I was setting up called Sweet Soul, which is a sweet shop with a difference.
Mm.
And we're going to be a year old in a couple of weeks. So I thought I'd get you up to date and with some news and some things about the shop. There's a couple of deals we've secured, which is quite exciting for us.
Absolutely. Just to remind the listeners, those that don't remember, tell them what it is about Sweet Soul that's different, because it's fabulous, isn't it?
Sure, sure. It's we're calling it the first audio confectionery shop. If you think of Build-A-Bear, the Build-A-Bear idea process, it's very similar. We've got a Wonka theme shop. We've got wonky shelves. It's very, very fun and inspiring for getting creative.
Yeah.
And basically, there's three steps. You design your own audio card, which has half a minute of blank audio on it.
Right.
And then you go into a magical recording booth, record your message, and then you choose the sweets to complement the gift. So it's a fully customizable gift with sweets.
It's awesome, isn't it? I love it. I absolutely love it.
It's really good fun.
Yeah. And you're a year old now.
A year old in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yep. And we just secured quite a big deal for our online launch.
Right.
With a company in America called Sketch. And they are a drawing pad app.
Right,
and
okay.
They flew over last week and had dinner with us, and we've talked to them about putting up a new online platform that helps us do exactly what we can do in the store online. So for the first time ever, this new software has been created for us, where you can go online, draw your card for someone, record a message in the same screen, and then send it to anyone in the world. So when they open up the card, they'll get a audio message with sweets.
That is awesome. So you actually draw your own card?
Yeah, you can pull in. It'll be seasonal as well. So say if it's Mother's Day, you can pull in some hearts, and but you can also draw to your mum and then complete the gift, and then it'll give you an audio page, and you click on the sweet, and it records the message.
Right.
And then you complete it all with your mum's favourite sweets and get that sent off. And it's the first time it's ever been done.
Wow.
We've got the exclusive rights. And they're building it now. It should take about 6 weeks, and then we'll have a big launch.
Okay.
And yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. Chris, that sounds awesome. When you're ready, you must let us know, because obviously we all want to try it, and we all want to send car. I want to send a car to Bird. Yeah, and I want to I want to draw a picture of her and all that. And so
and the sweets.
I'm going to say, yeah, I wouldn't forget your sweets. Sorry, you know,
no,
I wouldn't forget your sweets. That is really awesome. It's really innovative. I'm really loving that. That's really cool.
Thank you.
I mean,
and if anybody's looking for something to do this half term, we've got a big competition on called the Giant Pencil Competition.
Right.
And because we're all about designing cards here, you build the biggest pencil you can build and design it, and it will take pride of place in our shop window, and they'll get first prize. First prize, which is a limited edition Star Wars skateboard.
Fantastic. So you have to build a physical pencil, is that right?
Yeah, a giant pencil.
The bigger the better.
The bigger the better.
And can it be out of anything? You know, can I make it out of cans? Can I make it out of wood? Can I make it out of bricks?
Get creative. And it ends on Friday at the end of half term.
Superb. So if you're out there and you want to be involved in this competition, what's the prize, Chris?
It's a limited edition Star Wars skateboard, which is in our shop window as well.
Sweet. I'm liking that, yeah.
Yeah. And for the birthday,
yeah,
we've got coming up June the 10th for a week, June the 10th to June the 17th, we're releasing 5 giant golden tickets into the Hernbay Town. And they're huge prizes with those, and they're going to start getting announced soon. We've also got that for our birthday.
This is all awesome stuff, mate. Well done. And for those that don't know Chris, you ought to know that Chris is also an incredibly talented musician as well.
Thank you.
So, Chris, how can people find out more about this? Can they come to your website?
They certainly can, yeah. If you go to sweetsoul.co.uk, if you want up-to-date news and info, just click on the Facebook icon, and everything's on there.
Fantastic. That's Sweet Soul. That's SWEWTSOL.
That's correct, Paul, yep.
Yep, sweetsoul.co.uk, check it out, have a look, find out all about their competitions, find out about this absolutely brilliant idea of sketching your card and audio recording it and sending sweets. I love it.
Thanks, Paul.
Massive congratulations. As we know here on the Business Bunker Show, the first year in business is always the hardest. If you make it to your first anniversary, you're ahead of the game of a lot of people, so massive congratulations. Another Kent / Canterbury business that is really kind of nailing it, and we really do wish you continued success with this and continued innovation. Brilliant stuff. Sweet Soul.
We appreciate the support as well. Thank you, Paul.
No, absolute pleasure, Chris, as always. And do come back and tell us once you fully launch this new thing, because that sounds like really good fun too.
Yeah, hopefully.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, fingers crossed. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I'll give you a bit of advice on that. Don't outsource it to India right at the moment, because it's not working right now, you know, technology over there. Just right now, yeah. Just keep it in Canterbury. That's what I'd do. Cool. Chris, thank you so much for calling the Bunker Show. Lovely to hear from you, as always. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, enjoy the show. Bye.
Cheers. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Chris Searle there, a sweetsoul.co.uk. Love it.
Love it. You've got to be creative and innovative.
Absolutely. I love creative stuff. Yeah. Good.
But you've got to be vulnerable with it as well. You just can't, you know, you have to go, oh, I've got to test it.
I'm a great fan of failure. I love failure.
You have to.
You've got to fail. If you're not prepared to fail, you're not going to do anything.
No.
Failure is it.
Key.
I've told this story a few times, but I'm going to tell you again, because you know what I'm like. I'm a name dropper. Many years ago, I worked with a chap called Tom Peters, and Tom was a really well known back in the 80s. He was a management consultant, and he wrote a book called In Search of Excellence, and it was the very first management book that ever made it onto the bestseller lists. And he was in huge demand for conferences and seminars, and I was lucky enough to speak on the same platform as him, and we spoke at the QE2 Centre in Victoria, and it was to a gathering of IBM executives, actually. Like 400 or 500 very senior IBM executives, and there was some guy in the audience that was going, yeah, well, you know, what you've got to understand is we can't do this and we can't do that. And Tom rounded on him and he went, listen, mate, in an American accent, he went, listen, mate, he said, if you haven't been fired by the time you're 35, you're just not trying hard enough. And I just love that, and I just love that approach to things. Failure is what we need.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to take a risk.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to take a risk, you know. And, you know, 9 things out of 10 will not work. that's the whole deal.
And you've got to go with it and the emotion. Mm. I did a Facebook Live this morning with it. And it's really interesting how people how reacted to it. But, you know, we were talking. You asked me today how I was. And I was like, do you know what? I had a sticky weekend.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I had a meeting yesterday and things aren't working. Mm. And you need to go through that. You need to feel into that emotion of failure and go, okay, okay, so what do I do next? It doesn't mean I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to quit.
Yeah.
But I need to go into that feeling.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's tough.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so we've got Jacqueline off in. Mm. Jacqueline, you've done the same shout-out again. She does the
she's
same
only got
picture.
One. She's only got one
I want
picture.
A new one, Jacqueline.
Get a
I want
new
a
graphic.
New one.
And yeah, Ben, actually... Ben will do one for you.
Yeah, we get this every time, Ben.
Yeah.
Every week.
Yes.
And I love Jacqueline. Yeah. Give us a new one. So anyway, there you go. Jacqueline off in. There's your shout-out from Business Bunker today. She also put Ben Fitter, what's your agenda on Business Bunker today?
Oh, thank you very much. So today we're going to talk a little bit about Dodgems and Floss and the Canterbury Business Awards.
Mm.
Also, a little bit about Canterbury Escape Room, which is one of our more exciting
I'm really excited about that.
I can see Ben is as well. He's like, let's just get over and talk about that. We just want to talk about
stuff,
Escape.
Yeah. We're going to talk to Ben in the second half of the show, so you're going to have to wait to hear from Ben.
Cool.
Yeah. We're going to talk to Donna in a moment. I'll tell you what, have we got any more shout-outs with rubbish graphics?
Poor Jacqueline, that's just not it's good. Funny,
it's actually,
isn't it?
Sorry, Jackie, I didn't mean that. It's actually a good graphic. It's just that you do the same
every week.
Yeah.
We've got Bridger Howes Limited listening in to Business Bunker, which is always good to hear.
And we've had a tweet from Fruit Bowl Media that says, we'd love a shout out. We offer bespoke WordPress CMS websites for SMEs throughout Kent. And that's fruitbowlmedia.com.
Dragon Co-working, so say no to stuffy grey workspaces, say no to sitting in a chair on wheels, say yes to the beanbag boardroom.
Brilliant. Hey, if I can top that. I can top that with the one I've got here.
Go on, it's going to be free work.
This is from the Donkey Derby 2016 in Bexley.
Yeah.
Do you want a stall? It's our annual charity Donkey Derby organised by Welling 503. That's a Rotary organisation in Welling. And they've got early bird stall bookings. And the early bird bookings close on the 31st of May, which is manana, tomorrow, OK? But the event isn't until the 3rd of September. So it shows you how popular the event is if they're closing bookings for the stalls tomorrow, early bird bookings for the stalls tomorrow. So if you want to book a stall, if you follow these guys, it's really easy Twitter handle, Donkey Derby 2016.
You love that, don't you?
I do. And they've sent me two graphics. I'm gonna read you some stuff off the other graphic. Entry gate is adjacent to Bexley Grammar School in Danson Lane. The gates open at 12 o'clock. There's a first race is at 1 o'clock. There's a fun fair. There's a coconut shy. There's all kinds of stuff. And it's happening in September. Yeah.
Oh, I've got it.
Yeah,
love it.
Cool.
Can't beat a donkey derby, can you?
You can't beat a donkey derby.
No.
You can't. Do you know what, though? We're going to try because we're going to talk to our first guest.
Let's do it.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show for the very first time, the lovely Donna Smart. Hello, Donna.
Hello, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. I know you had a bit of a nightmare getting here. The old motorway Junction 10 was all clogged up again.
It was a nightmare, but I left in plenty of time, so it's just a pleasure to be here.
And you got here in time,
matter what. Thank you.
Yeah. So thank you so much for joining us. Why don't you kick off, Donna, by telling the listener a bit about you and what you do.
Okay, so hello to all of the listeners.
There's only one, and that's my mum.
First of all, I'd like to explain who I am. I'm Donna Smart. I've been a nurse now for 25 years.
She doesn't look old enough, does she? She doesn't.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Donna.
So 25 years, and within that time, most of my specialty has been within dermatology and palliative nursing. So I've worked for end-of-life nursing, which was an amazing experience for me. So within that time, skin is just my passion.
Skin.
And I'd like to talk a little bit just about skin. What is our skin?
Oh, that's cool, because I've got loads of skin that I don't need.
So skin. Yeah. It's actually the largest organ on our bodies. Mm. And, you know, we spend a fortune every year to make our skin look good. We moisturise it, we put makeup on it, we love it to smell nice, we tattoo it and we pierce it. Mm. And now we're seeing it's much more popular now to pierce it, to inject it, to make it look younger. Unfortunately, we don't always notice that little mole that we've got on our skin or a new little lesion that suddenly appeared. And it's suddenly starting to change. And that is why I just want to raise awareness. And this is where my passion is. So skin cancer, bizarrely enough, and I know you'll probably think it's breast or bowel, but skin cancer is the most common cancer in the UK today.
Really?
It is, absolutely.
Sorry to interrupt you there, but I like things like that because it comes as a surprise to people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also, when you think about skin cancer, you tend to think about Aussies and stuff that laying around on Bondi Beach. You know, you go, how can we all get skin cancer? The sun never comes out.
Absolutely.
But of course, it isn't just the sun, is it?
It's not the sun. Mm. However, the sun is at least 80 to 90% contributing factor.
Mm.
Bizarrely, and again, I'm going to give you some statistics.
Oh, I like that.
More people die in the UK of skin cancer than they do in Australia. And
really?
If you look on the Cancer Research website, you will actually find that statistic. So I haven't plucked it from the air. We have a lot of screening programs for cancer, and we are really, the health service is working really hard, but we don't have any screening for skin cancer. It is the only cancer that we can see. So it's just about raising awareness. So screen cancer, I left the health service 2 years ago, and I set up Screen Cancer UK. It actually comes from our mothership, Screen Cancer in Norway, and we're actually working in other European countries.
Right.
And we have a company that is a private health company, and our goal is to save lives from skin cancer through early detection. We use a technology and we use a team of dermatologists, and we offer a company screening and we offer screening within pharmacies as well.
Right.
We set up a partnership with Boots and Alphega, working with Walgreen Boots Alliance, and we are actually in pharmacies now.
Mm.
But it's really about engaging with Kent businesses and raising awareness for skin cancer.
Mm.
Do people really, really know what they're looking for? How to self-check, but also the company is we offer a company screening service, so we can go out.
It's interesting. I can tell how passionate, enthusiastic you are, and quite right too. I just wanted to kind of ask a tickle question.
Tickle away.
Yeah. Because at the moment, there's as you kind of intimated, there's actually a lot of hoo-ha about breast cancer and prostate cancer, and there's loads of big campaigns about that, and loads of information films about, you know, how to feel yourself and check yourself. That sounded awful, didn't it? But no, you know what I mean.
Absolutely. We should all feel ourselves.
Yeah. I was going to make an offer there that wasn't really appropriate. But outside of that, as you're saying, skin cancer is the biggest cause, but there isn't so far anything that I've seen that tells you about. I mean, I've seen some information films where they tell you, you know, to slap on factor 45 and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't really know what to look for if I was looking at myself. And I try not to look at myself if I can, but
absolutely.
Yeah.
So we have a wealth of resources that you can always check out online. But you can visit some of the big charities and they will give you lots of information.
Mm.
But it's just about self-checking your bodies and just being aware of any moles or new lesions appearing.
I was going to say, two things. I know what a mole is.
Right.
I'm going to ask you to describe what you mean by a lesion. When I think of a lesion, I think of a cut.
Right, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we have our moles, and there's confusion again, just very quickly, about what's a mole and what's a freckle.
Yeah.
A freckle is a sign that your skin has damaged itself. So you're never born with a freckle. A freckle will go darker.
Well, not even ginger people.
They're not born with a freckle.
Blimey. I didn't know that.
So a freckle will go darker in the sun.
Right.
And that's when you know it's a freckle. But it is just sun damage.
Right.
A mole, you can...
Sorry, you're all right. Because I love things that I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, and I never knew that about freckles.
Right.
And because you also find that when I was a kid, I used to have freckles across my nose, but they disappeared when my skin fell off or whatever it did. So I'm interested in that. Is there a problem with freckles, or is it just something that naturally you get?
Unfortunately, no, there's not a problem with freckles. So please, people, don't think, well, I'm covered in freckles, that's a problem. Mm. But it is just an overproduction of melanin.
Okay.
So it's our skin's way of trying to protect itself.
Cool. Okay.
It's not a problem.
Okay.
So a mole, we are generally born with them. However, we can get new moles appearing. Mm. And what I mean by a pigmented lesion or a lesion, an area that you would find maybe on a sun-exposed area, so faces, arms, ears, nose, and it would come like
top of my head.
Yes, you need to put some sun cream on that.
Yeah.
And it would come sort of like as a raised lump. It might be a little bit crusty. It may flake, and it will never go away.
Right.
But it will be very, very slow growing, and that could be another form of skin cancer.
Okay.
So
and that's what you call a lesion,
types.
Yeah.
That's what I call as okay. a lesion. All so right. to clarify.
It's interesting, because as someone of the spottier persuasion, when I was a kid, I had acne on my acne. That's how bad I had acne. My body's always been covered in lumps and bumps and moles and all kinds of stuff. So it's really, you know, if I actually inspected them all, I wouldn't really do anything else. I'd spend a lot of time doing that. So when people talk about things like that, I think, you know, you need to understand what it is you're actually looking at. And presumably those things that you've had a long time, it's if they start to
absolutely
move
if they
in
start
some way
to change.
Yeah.
Now there's the national standard for checking a mole, and it's called the ABCDE rule. So you're looking for is it changing? Is it symmetrical? Ragged borders? Is it causing any symptoms? And they're the sort of indicators.
Yeah.
If you're looking to self-check, you know, take photos of your skin. If you do have a partner, you could, you know, make it sort of an enjoyable occasion when you actually look at every part of your partner's skin and looking for changes.
Yeah, sure.
So
yeah.
Just interestingly, skin cancer, it actually only needs to penetrate 1 millimeter thickness in order to be fatal. So you won't feel ill from it until it's too late. So that's why it's just about raising awareness. We're in a perfect time of the year. The sun is just amazing at the moment, not today, but it's coming back again.
And without being, I mean, this could all get horrible, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you detect skin cancer early enough, are there treatments for it? And if there are, what are they? Kind of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Of course. If you do suspect any growth or change, you can go to your GP. Unfortunately, GPs don't always have the expertise in skin cancer. So you can go to your GP. You can go to one of the pharmacies offering the mole scanning service. You can get it through your company. But no matter what, go and see a professional and get that second opinion. Treatments there are different types of skin cancer. If it's a very, very superficial, sometimes there are liquid nitrogen or topical treatments, creams and things. But most often than not, they do need to be removed.
Right.
It's just early intervention. That's
right.
Just key.
Okay.
See, I'm really interested, and this is where I want to reverse engineer it in the prophylactic care. So how can we prevent this? How can we offer guidance, love and support in the nutrition side of it, in the not using oils that we know go underneath the skin and spoil? So this is my absolute, I love this.
When I was a kid, and I know I'm really old, when I was a kid, we didn't have sun cream.
No, you didn't.
When I was sent out into the sun to stop looking white, my mum used to put olive oil on me.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you also didn't have vegetable oil.
No, we were posh, mate.
Yeah,
we were posh.
We know that that's a big, big factor in nutrition and how it goes underneath the skin and spoils it and creates that awful environment for cancer to grow.
Yeah,
absolutely. So any sun exposure, and particularly if you do burn, is damaging your skin.
Right.
So the key is to wear sun protection. Now, it doesn't just have to be sunscreen, but looking at other ways, wearing a hat if you are a little bit thin on top or just...
Why is she looking at me? Why is she looking
at
me?
I'm not looking at you. I'm just sort of...
I want to know what type of hat, Donna. That's going to be the next thing.
I mean, Legionnaires' hat are brilliant, but a hat, sunglasses. Sunglasses tend to be quite a fashionable status, but you just need to check that they do... meet the requirements and UV protective. Clothing, trying to stay out of the sun between 12 and 3, and a really good factor that you do reapply regularly. Mm. I do appreciate sunscreen can be expensive, but you can get some really good ones out there that are quite reasonable.
I don't want to argue with you, because there's no argument here, but I've always thought this when I've heard about this kind of thing. Obviously, there are different types of people in the world, mm-hmm. And a lot of people that live in hotter climates presumably have a different constitution and a different makeup, and their skin has different melanin components and stuff like that. Mm. So they are probably more adapted to being in the sun. Is that really how it works?
Or do
people from hotter climates suffer from skin cancer at the same levels that we do?
Okay, so depending on your skin type, if you are slightly darker, you do have more production of melanin, which means that you do have more of a protection, but you are still at risk of getting skin cancer. Right, we know that Bob Marley died of melanoma.
Oh, really? Okay.
So, yes, the ones that are very high at risk are our very fair hair, very pale skin, and those ones probably won't tan, so...
That's your Norwegians done for, then, isn't it?
But yeah, you are absolutely right. But anyone can get skin cancer.
Right, okay. Cool.
I want to talk about sunscreen.
Okay,
cool. So for me, I know there's a lot of sunscreens out there with so many toxins in them. And I'm always looking for the best produce that I can put on my skin so that it keeps my body absolutely at peak performance. So what can we look for?
I offered, but she slapped me.
What can we look for in great skin products?
Yeah, absolutely. We do work quite closely with two companies of sunscreen. To be honest, it is a bit of a minefield. When you go into the supermarket or into your local pharmacy and you see all of the ranges of sun cream and you just don't know which one to pick up, what you need to ensure is on every single bottle, you need to make sure that it's a high SPF. That's the sun protection factor against UVA. So that's your burning ray.
And what number's the smallest, if you see what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
I think there's a new legislation out, but... depending on your skin type, we always say factor 30, and that's the advice we give. If you are looking for people who are very, very sensitive or for children, then I would go 50.
Okay.
So your SPF has got to be high enough. You then have a UVA symbol on your sunscreen, or you may have stars by the UVA. You need to be looking for a high star factor. Now that's your UVA, and that's damaging to your skin as well.
Right.
So high SPF, high UVA, and if they have those two components, to be honest, you could use a reasonable product. Mm. It doesn't make a difference whether you spend £5 or £15, right. They will work the same.
And here's another thing, is that, you know, on the bottom there's an open expiry.
Yeah.
Now, people just let their sunscreens go on year after year.
Absolutely.
After year. They've got, you'll notice on the bottom of them or in the labels, they've got an open thing with either 12 or 24 months. It's really important you discard them. Yeah. It's so important to get rid of them if they've gone past their sell-by date.
I'm so glad you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Usual sunscreens, when you buy them, they're 2 year expiry, as long as they're not opened. Mm. Now, I know from past and talking to my patients in the past, they'll open a sunscreen, they won't use it through the summer, and then they'll use it the following year. Mm. It's not going to do any harm, but the efficacy...
But it won't do any good either.
It's just not going to have the full potential, so a year.
So the one I've had since 1978, I should get rid of then?
Yes, please.
Yeah, okay.
It's really important, because I think especially in this country as well, we go on holiday, we'll buy the greatest sun factors. We don't necessarily buy it here in this country. We'll go abroad, we'll think, right, because I'm going abroad, I'll get over 25. It's true, isn't it? So you can see how humans behave. And then I'll bring it back. I'll just put it in my cabinet. Oh, and I'll use it next year when it gets a little bit hotter. I'll take that away on holiday with me because it costs so much. So it is so important. Just get rid of it. It's not worth it.
And if you are going on holiday, a family of four, we always recommend if you're doing a 10-day, 2-week holiday, you should be taking about 10 bottles of sunscreen.
Blimey.
God.
That's a lot.
Yeah. That's a lot. And that's weight as well.
A lot of weight. Yeah.
That sounds like Jules's drink problem.
that's if you were to wear it appropriately. And that's, it's just the education. Yeah.
So what about these things, Donna, about the 24-hour one? I mean, when I did, when I do lots of endurance races abroad, I'll use a high factor and you just want to put
it on.
And
one a day.
And one a day because I'm out there, I can't reapply. Mm. What are your thoughts on one applying?
No.
I wish the face is brilliant.
It's fine. Always put your sunscreen on 15 minutes before going out in the sun. It just allows it to actually get into the dermis and to start working and to protect you. The one and day, they do come with some research that they are very good. I don't personally advocate them. Yeah. I do appreciate if you're doing things that you can't always apply. The thing you need to be mindful is if you're sweating, if you're swimming, if you're wiping your skin, that will reduce the efficacy. So I always say reapply regularly.
Yeah.
Cool. Wow. So spray tan it is then?
Absolutely. Fake tan. Yeah. Fake it. Fake it.
I like it.
I can't imagine you doing a fake tan.
Me?
In the tent.
No. You just do it yourself. They're really easy to do.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I
said fake tan as if I knew what I meant.
Exactly.
I have no idea what it is. How does it work, a fake tan, then?
Well, you can do two ways, can't you? Self-apply.
You can spray it or you can apply it yourself, and it works great. You just need to exfoliate and moisturise your skin.
Ben, you can sit there laughing all you like.
She's lost me now.
You just need to look at his face.
I can X-what.
I've never seen on some programs where they put you in a tent and you wear like these like paper pants and
no.
that threw him.
I've not seen that.
I wasn't going to mention the paper pants.
But, funnily enough, my head office in Maidstone is a tanning parlour next door.
Oh, please go in.
But I think that's just UV.
Yeah, no, that's
stay
away from that.
Yeah. I'm sure they do fake tans as well. And there's a thing in there where people walk into it, and I'm not really sure what that is, would they be getting a spray can?
It's
like a car sprayer.
You've got it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It is,
All right, okay.
That's the way forward.
All right, okay.
We're trying to arrange, and this is just a little bit of a shout-out to your listeners, we're trying to organise a new campaign about being naked, about embracing your skin, loving it, and just being aware about it.
She hasn't seen me naked, I'll tell you.
I just think we should love our bodies and love our skin, no matter what. So I actually live in Who, and I really want to start looking at who gets naked. So people look...
Oh, I see what you did there. Well, I live near Y, so we could do Y get naked.
And how about if you live in Bearsted... Bear embested.
Yeah,
We won't go anywhere if you live in Coxheath.
So what are you saying? You want people to get naked.
So I'm looking to arrange an event. I'm going to get a great charity on board with us, and I want people to get naked.
Paul will MC
for a big campaign.
I'm wearing my speedos.
Seriously, you want people to become naked?
Absolutely.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
It could be controversial, but I just think we need to really embrace our skin. It's to raise awareness, and I'd love it to go viral.
Absolutely.
I'll be tweeting about that as it gets.
Donna,
fascinating subject.
Really lovely to talk to you. If people want to find out more, what's your website, first of all?
Okay, you can message us and you can visit our website on www.screencancer.com.
Fantastic. And if you fancy getting naked with Donna, you can follow them on the Twitter. What's your Twitter handle?
Twitter is screencancer_UK. You can find me personally on LinkedIn, Donna Smart, and Facebook, Screen Cancer UK.
Fantastic.
Thank you for having me here.
It's been an absolute pleasure, Donna.
Thank you.
A really fascinating subject. Loads of interesting stuff that I certainly never knew. And I love finding out new stuff. It is important that people pay attention to this. As you rightly informed us, it's the biggest form of cancer that we get, and we know how endemic those kind of things are, so we need to start checking and get naked. Each other out.
Get naked with Donna.
Yeah, get naked with Donna.
Can I not get
what's naked? What's not to like?
Hold on a minute, hold on. Did you hear that? You missed that.
No, I missed that. Yeah.
Donna went, can I not get naked? You can ask people to get naked, Donna. I was actually going to say, are you really going to do this?
Whatever it takes to get the message
like
out, whatever
like
it takes.
That. I like that.
Well, you start and I'll join in, all right?
I have a funny story about nakedness, and it happened on Friday, but I'll tell you after.
Oh, it was one of those stories, was it? Yeah.
Ba-dum-cha.
This is the trouble with dealing with nurses and ex-nurses here. They've got no body shame at all.
None at all.
What I've seen in A&E, we could have a whole conversation about.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Donna, thank you so much for that. It's a really interesting, fascinating and very important subject. Thank you so much. Do give screencancer_UK a follow on the Twitter and do check out their website and their Facebook page.
Thanks, Paul.
We're nearly at the halfway point in the show. We've got trillions of tweets still coming in. I've had a tweet from Henry Clark and their Twitter handle is Henry_CWIB. And they say, Business Bunker, Clark Williams, the new solution for high value home construction and professional indemnity insurance. Is what they do. And they've even given me a phone number, which looks to me like a Seven Oaks phone number. It's certainly West Kent, 01732 252 898. 01732 252 898. Or follow them on their Twitter, Henry_CWIB.
We've got loads of people saying how they're listening in and how they're gaining new knowledge from it. So, yeah, it's great. We've covered a subject that I think is absolutely vital to talk about.
Absolutely. And we've covered it at a time when people are thinking about booking their holidays and where the sun might just about come out at some point. And therefore, we need to be more aware of it than ever. But presumably, Donna, this kind of thing isn't just about sunshine in holidays.
No.
The sun comes out all the year round.
Well, the thing is, moles don't suddenly grow in the summer.
Yeah.
They are growing throughout the year.
Yeah.
So our message is, you know, do it. Self-checking every month throughout the year. But unfortunately, people make attention, don't they, in the summer.
So. Absolutely. So if we're going to raise awareness, now's the time to start doing it, really.
And nutrition is vital. Can I just say, nutrition is vital to this.
I'm glad you said that. I'm hungry.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've got an email here on the Networkers Networking event. It's on Thursday, the 6th of July, from 9:30 in the morning until 3:30, set in the stunning location of Brands Hatch Place at Forcombe. We look forward to welcoming you to the second event of its type, an event that's all about networking. Networking is one of the best ways to spread the message about what you do and who you are. It allows you to meet a huge variety of different business owners who may be able to work with you or who can pass on your message for you. The Networkers Networking event is suitable for you if you have just started networking and are unsure of where to go or how to do it effectively. You network already but are frustrated because it's not working for you in the way that you think it should. Or you are a serial networker who loves networking and don't want to miss a great networking opportunity. Or if you're me and you'll just go to the opening of an envelope, basically.
Or emceeing it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm emceeing it, aren't I? I forgot. Hear from four great speakers who will give you must-have tips to affect an efficient networking. Mark Lemesma, with over 25 years' experience in international telecommunications and media, covering customer service, sales support, sales and marketing. Mark shares his knowledge as a communication skill coach and keynote speaker. Glenys Chatterley, who's the Managing Director of Effective Business Network, which he's grown over the past 4 years. Phil Wilson, who's the owner of Inspirational Rhythms. He's a percussionist. Mm-hmm. And Sasha Mulligan. Sasha Marie Mulligan is a speaker, educator, author and entrepreneur within the floristry industry. She believes that networking is vital for your business and it's vital that you totally motivate and have lots of energy to do it well. So that's the Networkers Networking event. Thursday, the 6th of July, you can find out all about it by visiting butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk/NNE. Do you know what? We're going to go over to the newsroom now, and then when we come back, we're going to speak to our second guest.
Channel Radio News Update. week on from the Manchester bombing, 17 people remain in a critical condition. The English health authorities also said 50 people are still in hospital. A vigil was held in Manchester last night to mark 1 week since the attack. The SNP wants another choice on Scottish independence at the end of the Brexit negotiations. The pledge is part of the party's manifesto launch. Leader Nicola Sturgeon says she doesn't want Brexit to be imposed on Scotland. Scottish voters overwhelmingly backed Remain last year. British Airways have said they're operating a full service of flights. It's the first time since a global computer crash.